Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Magnus, time to get up! Magnus!
Okay. Hold your horses. Jeez.
Hey, it's dark out, Alba. Why'd you wake me up in the middle of the night?
It's practically dawn.
Practically, but not actually dawn, therefore night.
Here, take this bottle. I need you to collect the dewdrops from the grass.
What for?
A lot of spells call for moondrops. Dewdrops collected the night of a full moon.
But that means bending over. I'm still wounded, you know.
You're fine. It's time for you to start earning your keep. Now get to it before the sun comes up and they burn off.
This is inhumane treatment, you know. Come on. Damn it, this thing's too small. She could at least give me a jar or a funnel or something.
I offer thee a tiny clue.
What? Who's there? Whoa. Was that you?
I offer thee a tiny clue to catch the precious morning dew.
You're a bird. It must be the sleep deprivation. I need coffee.
Sing a song to every drop.
Excuse me?
Into the bottle it will pop.
You're not serious.
Sing a song to every drop.
I am not singing a song to a bunch of dewdrops. I already look like enough of a loser trying to catch dewdrops in a tiny... Damn it!
Sing a song!
I am not singing. Go away! Do I tell you how to do your job?
Sing a song to every drop!
Scram! Beat it! Go catch a worm or something! Yeah!
Into the bottle, it will pop!
Go ahead. One more rhyme and I'll show you my advanced shovel technique. Yes, same to you.
By appointment to the King and Queen, Alba Salix, Royal Physician. Episode of the Second, Birds and Beasts.
Morning.
Wrong on both counts.
Oh, Magnus, it's a beautiful morning. And last night, I flew to the Stone Circle in the Golden Glade with 11 other fairies. We did a dance to the full moon and tried this amazing wine I made from strawberries.
Well, aren't you just special?
Why are you such a grumpy goose?
Let's see. I've been forced into hard labor despite my life-threatening injuries. And at night, I have to sleep in the tool shed. But no, wait, I'm not allowed to sleep, because it's 4 a.m. and time to gather dewdrops in a thimble.
Oh, moondrops, of course. Are you singing to them?
Holly, don't you start too. Some bird's already been trying to tell me how to do it.
You should always listen to the birds and animals. They're your friends.
My friends have bigger vocabularies.
So, the dewdrops in Alba's garden usually like the key of B-flat major. It all depends on the type of grass. Watch. Come spring, from your leaves each glimmering bead. See?
I am not singing to Alba's front lawn.
It's easy.
Well, you do it then.
Each glimmering...
My God,
oh my gosh, heavy. They're bringing someone in.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Looks like an emergency case. We better go see.
You should stay and get the dewdrops before they're gone.
Hey, why don't I go and you get the dewdrops?
Remember, B flat.
Yeah, like I know from B flat. Well, thanks a million. Spring from your leaves, each glimmering be... I hate my life.
Holly, there you are.
Hi, Alba. Sorry I'm late.
I need the Silver Star ointment, the quick knit compresses, and a pair of pliers.
You got it.
Patient is male, mid-40s, with a deep puncture to the right leg and probable concussion.
Wait, I know him. That's Jerome, the guy who was in here the other day for his gout, right?
And the day before that for a cold, and the day before that for his rheumatism.
And now he's got an arrow in his leg. Talk about unlucky.
You have to wonder.
What happened?
Just before sunrise, his son heard a commotion in the henhouse, thought it was a wolf, and shot him in the leg with a crossbow. Jerome tried to run, tripped over a blue bantam rooster, and cracked his head on a stone.
Wow, he got a goose egg from a chicken?
Fell right on his wounded leg, too. Luckily, he hasn't lost too much blood, but we'll have to be careful not to damage the femoral artery.
What's up, ladies?
Whoa, did he take a crossbow bolt to the leg? That's heavy duty.
Can I help take it out?
I'd rather keep my patient, thanks. Holly, I need 7 drops of the ointment all around where the arrow went in.
Sure thing.
Isn't that the Jerome guy you always complain about?
The very one.
Well, hey, now's your moment.
My moment to what?
You know, off him.
Magnus?
I didn't off you.
Well, clearly you knew a good thing when you saw it.
We all make mistakes.
I can do that. I can clean out the wound if you want.
Oh, my gosh.
No!
I'm sorry, Jerome.
See, she's doing it wrong.
No, I think he's having a reaction to something. The ointment.
Maybe he objects to being treated by a fairy.
Maybe he objects to the presence of a nasty human.
Holly, you shouldn't talk about Alba like that.
That's very odd. Couldn't be the silver, could it?
I'll make up a sanitizer tincture. That should disinfect without causing a reaction.
No, it won't be as effective.
Yeah, Holly.
It is so effective!
Hand me the amulet hanging on the door, 2nd hook.
This one?
Thanks.
You're welcome, Alba.
Mundame clarificame clara.
Ooh, pretty.
Right, let's get that arrow out. Holly, get ready to apply pressure on the wound.
Sure thing.
I know this technique that we learned back at the monastery where you can melt wood. I bet that would work.
I need you to stay out of the way, Magnus.
I totally studied this. My mind has power over wood.
You want something to do? Go up the road to the royal stables and gather up the saltpeter from under the manure pile.
What?
Saltpeter? It leaches out of the manure as it ages?
I know where it comes from. But why me? Why can't Holly do it?
I need her help in here.
I can do surgery.
Magnus!
Come on. Why do you think they call it saltpeter? It causes wiltage.
Wiltage?
Wiltage of the peter.
You aren't going to eat any, are you?
And anyway, why does that matter if you're a monk? I thought you had power over wood.
It saps the essential masculine energy that I need to perform amazing feats of martial arts.
Get out there and shovel.
This is why the prior warned me not to consort with women.
You should have listened to him! Now then, bend the leg towards me, please, and hold the bandage there.
Okay. Hang in there, Jerome.
Maybe Magnus was right. If I didn't have this dope coming to me every day for his non-existent problems, I could have so much time back.
Alba, that's an awful thing to say.
Having second thoughts about doing good deeds for an evil witch?
You aren't evil. You just need someone to help and keep an eye on you.
Damn witches and fairies, trying to keep a good man down. God, it stinks out here.
Dance a turn with yonder broom.
What? Oh, great. Now it's squirrels giving me advice.
Dance a turn with yonder broom. Thy labors will be over soon.
Bite me. I'm not dancing. My manhood's already suffering enough damage.
Dance a turn with yonder broom.
Go away. Get... Damn rodent!
Hey!
Yeah!
Dance a turn with yonder broom!
Beady-eyed little freak! Take that! Ha! Hoo! Hiya! Oh! Crap!
That should do it, I think.
Alba, I think he's coming round.
Oh, dear. Ow! What's wrong with my...
Easy there, Jerome. You bumped your head.
What's going on?
You're at the House of Healing. Try not to move that leg either.
My leg?
Do you remember being shot with a crossbow?
No, I just remember the moon and chickens everywhere.
Quit moving around, Jerome.
I know you.
Yes, sadly.
Alba, I remember you. You're nice.
He's delirious. Jerome, how many fingers am I holding up?
Chickens. Tasty chickens.
Jerome?
Where's that smell coming from? Jerome!
What?
Magnus, what happened?
Everybody,
just shut up.
Magnus, what? Oh, please stop tracking manure everywhere. Why don't you wash up outside?
Your neighborhood is full of smug, smart-ass woodland creatures, and they all hate me.
Jerome, you really have to relax. Alba, I'm going to make up a Sam Strong's potion for Jerome.
Did Magnus get enough moondrops?
Hey, someone's at the counter.
Hello? Excuse me?
Oh, drat, I forgot. Countess Carnelia has an appointment this morning. If it's not one thing, it's 800 other things.
I say, hello?
She sounds nice.
Ridiculous woman. Of course, she is a friend of Parabel's. Won't take any medicine I give her unless it's leeches. Damn it! Magnus!
Now what?
We're fresh out of leeches. I need you to gather another jug of them from the pond out back.
Yep. That's why I studied surgery at the monastery, so I could shovel crap and fetch leeches.
Magnus!
Fine. How do I catch them?
Easy. You go to the pond, roll up your trousers, and wade in.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Or I get a pair of scissors and we can study surgery on your liver.
Okay.
Liver.
And make sure to pry the leeches off. Never squeeze them.
Whatever.
Hello?
Your ladyship.
Miss Salix, good morning.
Sorry to keep you waiting. How have you been?
Oh, busy. You know how it is, the life of a patron and philanthropist.
Of course. Oh, that reminds me. The Queen suggested you might be inclined to make a small donation to the House of Healing.
Yes, well, I'll have to talk it over with my bookkeeper. I'm reorganizing my giving portfolio, you see, and I've been so dreadfully busy of late.
All those salons and parties must have you positively exhausted.
Oh, you have no idea. It's been taking a terrible toll, Miss Salix. My health has been in tatters. Oh, just look. My hands are swollen again, and my face is red as a beet.
Your hands look fine to me.
Oh, no. They may look fine, but my hand specialist always told me I'm at great risk of fatsoplasia.
You don't say.
And my ear, nose, and toenail specialist is warning me I have too much blood in my bloodstream. I mean, look how red I am.
Your ladyship, you're about as red as an albino snowman who's seen a ghost.
But that's only the outward aspect. A healer such as yourself should know the difference between mere appearances and true inner redness.
Yes, of course.
I need more leeches. I think the ones you gave me are too full.
My assistant is just fetching you some now. Did you drink the tincture I gave you?
Ugh, that stinking, undrinkable pink tincture.
I really think you should drink that tincture.
I tried, but I simply couldn't.
You'll let leeches stick themselves to you, but you won't take a simple herbal...
Miss Salix, isn't there anything you can do?
I could stitch your mouth shut for a start.
Hey there, Jerome. I just need you to drink this.
Hmm? What's that?
It's a Sam Strong's Healing Extreme Potion, made with fresh dewdrops, so it's got all the healing power of the full moon.
The moon? I like the moon.
I know, me too! Just take it easy and I'll be back in a few minutes.
I like the moon.
It, heck, I should have stayed at the monastery. Okay, pry it off. Don't squeeze. Pry it off. Don't squeeze. That's one. Wait, that's it? One leech? Come on, please don't make me wade back in there. Okay, guys, I'm ready. I'll sing or dance or whatever as long as I don't have to go back in the leech pond. Guys? People of the animal kingdom! Figures. Never there when you need them.
This ought to fix him.
What's in the vial?
Stole it from the witch's pantry. You'll see. Greetings, human child.
Oh, hey, Mr. Mrs. Bird. Sorry about earlier.
Think nothing of it.
Any tips on collecting leeches? So far, I got a total of one.
One is all you need. Leeches just need the right food, you see.
I am not letting them feed on me, thank you very much.
No need for blood. I got something 1,000 times more powerful.
Aren't you supposed to talk in rhyme?
Sometimes you gotta improvise. break loose, diversify, you might say. Here, take this file.
Drake's jelly. What's Drake's jelly?
No, you didn't.
Zip it, squirrel. You trying to blow this? It's a growth formula, a multiplication factor.
It makes leeches multiply?
Something like that.
Okay, as long as there's no dancing. How do you know all this stuff anyway?
You learn a lot when you hang around a witch's house.
Hey, he likes it. He's actually going for it.
Well, gotta fly. Nests to build, songs to sing.
He's getting bigger. Cool. Do they divide in half, like amoebas and camels?
Later, human.
Right, thanks for the tip. Wow, he's really growing fast. Holy crap! Bird, what is this stuff? What did you do? Oh, gosh. Goodbye, Liver. I'll miss you.
I want a test for fatsoplasia.
But that's not what you have, Your Ladyship.
I know what I have on account of being the one who has it.
You're showing none of the symptoms.
Jerome's had his potion, Alba.
Thanks, Holly. Can you go check on Magnus?
Will do.
My color specialist was telling me I should be taking moose mint leaf.
I suppose that wouldn't hurt.
Would you please provide me with some in that case?
Why are you coming to see me if you have all these specialists?
Well, you are the royal physician appointed by the king himself.
So nothing to do with the fact that treatment at the House of Healing is paid for by the king himself?
I don't know what you're insinuating.
I'm sure you don't.
Do you have any moose mint?
No, none.
Well, so much for nationalized medicine.
Do you actually pay any taxes?
Where are my leeches?
Hey, Holly.
Hi, Magnus. How did you do with the leeches?
Good, good. Say, this is just a hypothetical question.
Yes?
If you were going to shrink something, like with magic, how would you do it?
Is this about the saltpeter?
No, it's about the It's about learning basic magic concepts, which I'm trying to do as an apprentice.
Magnus, you know fibbing causes acne.
Not fibbing.
What did you do? Is it the leeches?
No. Maybe.
What did you do?
It wasn't me. It was your friend, the bird. Honest.
Let me see that jug.
No, don't open it. Put the lid back on. Put it on.
Magnus, what did you do?
It was the bird. He told me to feed them Drake's jelly.
What? You know what Drake's jelly is, don't you?
It's this green stuff that comes in a tiny bottle.
It's where baby dragons come from.
What?
Worms and leeches are the larval stage.
For dragons?
Yes. Earthworms turn into hill dragons, leeches turn into water dragons, nematodes turn into vinegar dragons, but they don't do that unless they eat Drake's jelly.
That's a real dragon in there?
Yeah. Gosh, he had big jaws.
All the better to eat us with.
Magnus, what's taking so long?
Hi, Alba.
Please tell me you've managed to catch some leeches.
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, they're right here. You don't have to open it, though. I was just thinking that maybe there weren't enough of them. I thought I'd go back for some more.
Magnus has something to tell you, don't you, Magnus?
Well, that is...
Yes?
Bad dog! Horrible, filthy face! Smell!
Toby, what are you doing here?
Get this thing away! It's sniffing me!
Off, Toby! Get off the Countess! Sorry, Your Ladyship. That's just Toby. He sort of turns up every once in a while.
Horrible creature. It's probably full of diseases.
He's fine. Toby, off. Scram!
You can be sure I won't be donating any money to this place.
Oh, well.
Is that my jug of leeches?
Well, you see, it's a... not a very nice jug, and I thought...
Just give the Countess her damned leeches and she'll be on her way.
Alba, that's not a good idea.
Give me that jug.
There you are. So lovely to see you again, Your Ladyship.
Not so fast. You'd better not be trying to cheat me.
No!
Don't open it! Magnus, tell them!
Honest, there's lots in that jug. I counted twice.
I'm supposed to believe you, you unsanitary little man.
And it's a very tricky stopper, and you won't be able to get back in.
Yes, you've got your leeches. Now have a lovely day and hope you feel better soon.
What are you all trying to hide?
Nothing, but the leeches are very sensitive to light.
Heaven's sake!
Countess, you can't have that jug. There's a giant dragon in there.
Holly, what's gotten into you?
I've never heard such rubbish in my life.
Yeah, Holly. What rubbish? But no, seriously, Countess, I wait until you get home to... Open it.
Magnus!
It's not my fault.
That's a water dragon.
Oh, he's beautiful.
What have you done now?
I deny everything.
Get back!
He's already so much bigger. Who's a good little dragon?
Help! Recorder, it's going to eat us!
Mr. Dragon?
I'm gonna call him Langley.
I'm guessing you're too young to understand what I'm saying. But we're not going to hurt you. We're just going to edge along this wall toward the back door, if that's all right.
That's pretty much a no.
So much for diplomacy.
I bet I could take him. Want me to subdue him?
Magnus, you be nice to Langley.
Get it away from me! Kill it!
You're both scaring him. There, there, little guy.
No! Get it away!
Oh, for heaven's sake! Omnisomni oculus in playbond.
What did that do?
I guess that sleeping spell doesn't work on dragons.
Really, ugly.
Works on countesses, at least. Now listen, dragon. That's the Countess Cornelia. She's my patient and the queen's best friend. So you'd better eat all of her. I don't want any evidence.
Alba, come on, Langley. Let's get you down to the seaside where you can get something proper to eat. Be nice.
If only I had some kind of a weapon.
Magnus, leave it. And Holly, quit trying to pet him. Listen, you're the only one who can fly. I need you to... Toby, be careful!
That is one weird-looking dog.
Holly, now, while he's distracted. Get inside. Get me the glass wand and the duckweed pollen.
Duckweed pollen? Oh, of course. That's a great idea.
Go, now!
Okay.
Yep. Lead him on. Just a little further. That's it. Don't mind me.
Magnus, what are you doing?
Ha-ha! Yeah! Get back, foul fiend! I have the power of shovel!
That's not helping! Magnus!
Yeah! Snickersnack, baby! You like that? Crap! Help! Alba!
Good boy, Toby.
Nice dragon! Oh, you're killing me here!
Wow, they grow up so fast, don't they? He's been a dragon for 15 minutes and he can already climb a wall while carrying a gangly human boy.
I just had that roof replaced, too.
Alba, he's drooling on me. Oh, my... Help!
Oh, Toby.
I didn't know you had a dog, Alba.
Oh, no. Toby's not mine. He just shows up every few weeks.
Aw, he likes you. Look, he wants tummy rubs.
He's all right.
He's got such a funny build, though. Like a walrus terrier or a... Alba, he couldn't be a werewolf, could he?
He's not a werewolf. It's broad daylight, in case you hadn't noticed. Although, come to think of it, I've never seen him during the day before.
Guys, a little help with this dragon. He's trying to eat my...
I guess we should see to Langley, huh?
I guess we should.
I take it the duckweed pollen is for a shrinking spell?
Exactly. I need you to fly up there and sprinkle the pollen on the dragon's back, then tap him 3 times with this glass wand and say, Non est parvum vos sentio.
Got it. Hi, Langley. It's just me. Hold still now. Non est parvum vos sentio.
Nice dragon. Whoa! Holly, what did you do? I can't get a grip on the roof!
I gotcha! I gotcha!
Ow! I thought you said I gotcha!
Poor little Langley. Whoa, was it scary up there?
Thank goodness that worked.
I'm falling to my death, and who does she rescue?
He's hungry and scared. And besides, you had the shrubbery to break your fall.
I hate you all. Have I mentioned...
What happened?
Your ladyship, are you all right?
What am I doing at the House of Healing?
You passed out.
There was a horrible thing. It tried to eat me.
It sounds terrible. You must have been having a nightmare.
Yes. Yes, that's it. Just a nightmare.
Get it away! Help! Help, guards! Someone help!
Good boy, Toby. Remind me to give him a biscuit.
That figures.
Fine. I'll give you a biscuit, too.
I should get this little guy down to the seaside before he gets big again.
Yes, do you mind? Take him up north of the Cape if you have time.
Come on, Langley. Let's hit the beach.
So, that turned out okay.
Magnus?
Yes, ma'am?
How exactly did that leech manage to come into contact with Drake's jelly?
It was the bird's fault. I guess she didn't like me for some reason, and she gave me this bottle of...
This is my bottle. From my pantry.
Yeah. She must have got in through the window, which Holly still hasn't fixed.
A bird stole it. Is that the best you can come up with?
Honest! I'd never heard of this stuff. The bird said it would make them multiply.
You lived at the Dragon Mountain Monastery, and you never knew where dragons come from?
I guess no one sat me down and had that little talk. It's not like it comes up a lot in day-to-day medicine, is it?
I suppose not. Toby! Where did he go? Oh, well. He never stays for long. It's as if there's a voice calling him on down the road.
Oh, where am I?
Jerome, what are you doing out here? You need to rest. And for heaven's sake, put some clothes on.
Oh, okay.
Look, you're ruining the dressings we put on you.
Sorry, Alba.
Magnus, clean up all those roof tiles.
Fine. I think I broke another bone. What? Who's there?
Let the tiles lay where they fell, except for one, and smash it well.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not taking any bogus household hints from a rabbit. Beat it! Yeah! Hooah! Oh, God.
Magnus?
Sorry!
In Birds and Beasts, Episode 2 of Alba Salix Royal Physician, you heard Barbara Clifford as Alba Salix, Julian Sark as Magnus, and Olivia John as Holly, with Elaine O'Neill as Countess Carnelia, Robert Francis as Jerome and the Squirrel, Jasmine Cheng as the Bird, and Clive E. Milne as the Rabbit. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen, produced by Sean Howard. Associate producers Carter Siddle, Eric Portolans, Mark Fenwick, Josh Claver, and Dave Addison. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get weekly bonus content, early access to episodes, and an invite to our magical fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
When I'm passing gas on page, yeah. I'm a method actor.
Okay. Should we react then to the method actor? Oh, Jerome! Dying here!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful.
Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W., but how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.